Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
It was opening weekend for the Bolts. I'm Chris Brento with your sports.
Fires a pass behind the back, intercepted Bodie. Bodie to left rim boy, far side corner. Back to Williams. A deep tray from the right wing from 23. Swish! Bodie Williams!
The number one Thunder Basin Bolts took 2 out of 3 games this past weekend at the Gillette Invite. Thunder Basin took down Evanston 76-33 Thursday and a solid Scotts Bluff team 67-39 Friday. Saturday, Thunder Basin ran into some shooting issues as the number one Bolts fell to the number four team in South Dakota, St. Thomas More, 66-56 in Gillette.
Here's Candle in open near corner tray. Shot altered by Kate Ayers, and the ball goes into the hands of Deegan off the bad miss. Deegan shimmy move, spins at the block, throws it up, hanging in the air, and it rattles home. Hands one, Deegan Williams.
Deegan Williams led Thunder in scoring with 20-plus points in all three games over the weekend. 2-1 Thunder Basin will take on Riverton Thursday night in Green River. Coverage begins at 7:30. On your new home for the Bolts, 93.3 The Legend, and online at basinsradio.com on the Legend stream. The number two Thunder Basin girls lost 2 out of 3 games at the Gillette Invite this past week. Thunder Basin fell Friday night to Scotts Bluff and Saturday to number two St. Thomas More. The 1-2 Lady Bolts will look to get its offense going this Thursday night in Rock Springs. Tip-off for that game is set for 6. The Thunder Basin Bolt wrestling team finished 9th in the Rapid City Invite. Thunder Basin had 2 tournament champions, with junior and reigning state champion Lane Catlin winning in the heavyweight division and junior Dylan Glick taking first at 220 pounds. The Bolts and Camels will host the Pat Weed Memorial Tournament starting Friday in the Camplex. And Gillette barrel racer Amanda Welsh finished 8th at her first national finals rodeo ever in Vegas. Welsh's 8th place finish after 10 rounds earned her a 7th place finish in the PRCA World Standings.